Good morning. Let's read today from the book of Isaiah, these words of chapter 40. The everlasting God, the Lord Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the young people shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah, in these words, has connected the very last day on earth to the very first one. In brief words, he takes us back to creation 6,000 years ago, that week-long series of amazing things, one-of-a-kind events, the general truth of which is largely ignored or contradicted by the world, and sometimes taken for granted by us. Let's not do that today. Consider it from top down, God's power at work that brought us to this point. And let's think global here. The same power that put together this complex machine-like human body that we have is also the power that carved out the basin of the Pacific Ocean and filled it with a vast amount of water and all the different living things that swim there. This power is also the one that piled up the Rocky Mountains and every other mountain range on earth. Now that creative power from 6,000 years ago is ready to jump into action anywhere, at any time, in the middle of any situation where you need help. The question has never been, is God able to help you? He certainly has the power. If anything, the question could be, does he want to? Is he willing? How can we be sure, in my case? Well, the certainty of that does not come from knowing his creation power, but rather his salvation commitment. It does not cost God anything to bring you into existence. He did not use up a bit of energy to give you your bodies, your souls, or life on planet Earth. But to save us from sin, to make us members of his family, that cost the Lord dearly. That came with a very expensive price tag. God would have to give up his only begotten Son. Jesus would give up himself, leaving behind his glory in heaven, living a very humble life on earth, never committing sin in spite of great opposition, and then offering up that perfect life when the time came as the sacrifice for sins he never committed. Meanwhile, because of our rebellion against God, think of it, the Father would lay our punishment on his innocent Son, which included God-forsakenness, all the while Jesus being a willing participant. That's how much God cared. That's how much Jesus paid. Let's turn to Romans 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. What a great passage to apply to so many situations. It is a reason to keep praying, to keep trusting the Bible's promises, even to remain calm in the heart no matter what happens. It teaches you and me at every moment to think from this far greater reality to much lesser things. In other words, if God cared enough, paid enough, and sacrificed enough to solve our biggest problem, and He did, then He is willing and able to fill in the blank, provide whatever, based on where He wants you to be and what He wants you to do. He will continually give food, clothing, and shelter for you. He will provide health or healing or protection, or in some instances, a much needed lesson in faith as we learn to live without something. Bottom line for you and me, God gave you Jesus. That has to mean, it has to mean that He will provide everything else that truly matters in every situation at just the right moment. Besides, He made a promise. He put it in writing that He would help us through our times of weakness and one day replace our weakness with never-ending strength. In our text, God has predicted an incredibly strong future for you and me. Let's hear it once more. The young people shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Did you catch how that was put? To soar like eagles. To run and never get tired. Even the cross-country team gets tired when it runs. Regardless of age, we all, in our human strength, are on a steady decline toward death. It's unstoppable. Only in Christ will the original, immortal perfection of the human body be restored. And that is our future, promised and guaranteed by the Lord's own resurrection, His soaring up to heaven, His constant victory of strength. Even now, we use that strength to endure our times of weakness and to realize that we haven't come close to our peak. You are not destined to peak in high school or college or in your 30s. Thanks to your Heavenly Father, His almighty power, His steadfast grace, His victorious Son, we look forward to our strongest day yet to come, our own plateau of eternal perfection. In Jesus' saving name, amen. There will be an announcement after our hymn, and that hymn is number 433, these four stanzas, 1, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 3, 4, and 5 of hymn 433.